All right, welcome to the situation update for Monday, August 23rd, 2021. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. You may notice we have video today. So if you've been listening to this podcast, you can now watch, well, at least this one, because this is also going to be aired as an episode this week on the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. That's our new network. It's just launching, you know, this week. And in fact, it launches tomorrow. So this might air tomorrow or Wednesday, I'm not sure exactly. But check out Brighteon.tv. It starts at 9 a.m. Eastern with wonderful guests and wonderful shows all day till 10 p.m. Eastern, actually. I think Ann Vandersteel is the last show of the day with Steel Truth. We've got pastors in the morning opening up for the first couple of hours and then shows during the day. Pretty amazing assortment of people. Even Stu Peters has a show there. Jeffrey Prather's got a show. It's a lot of amazing people. Clay Clark has a show, and much more. And of course, I have a show each day, about a half an hour. So, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and get started with this analysis today. All right, welcome. This is the Health Ranger Report. Today, we're going to be talking about milestone events that are unfolding over the next few months and what they have in common, including the FDA's authorization, the full authorization of the Pfizer vaccine, which is expected to happen today. Now, it's tied into Afghanistan, I believe, for some very interesting reasons. It's about desperation of the Biden regime and what they're trying to pull off here over the next few months to really completely destroy America, crush America's freedoms, and enslave the masses. But there are some good news events that are coming out. For example, the Maricopa County audit results are going to be coming out, but then there will be efforts by the regime to try to cover that up, possibly with an internet kill switch, and we may suffer all kinds of collapse and shortages and things like that. So that's what we're going to be covering today. Stay with me. We'll be right back to get into all those details. Okay, welcome back. Mike Adams here with the Health Ranger Report. This is a dual broadcast. This is being broadcast as a situation update, which is my podcast on Brighteon.com, as well as an episode of the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. So getting right into it here, because we now have, under this format, my time is limited, which I'm not used to working with. As you know, I have no time discipline on the duration of these podcasts. But we're going to try to work with a time limit, which means I've got 22 and a half minutes to give you the details on all of this. Let's see if I can do it. So here we go. We're going to talk about the FDA. We're going to talk about Afghanistan, the failure of the Biden administration, and much more. Now, the FDA is expected to give full authorization to the Pfizer vaccine today. That's going to set into motion a tremendous number of things, including the military pushing then mandatory vaccines on all of the troops. They had already promised they're going to do that after the vaccine is, quote, fully approved. Now, note carefully that this full approval is a fraud. They have not gone through phase three clinical trials. They have not done any kind of long-term testing or assessment of vaccine adverse reactions or deaths. They have not given any serious look to the VAERS system, the reporting system of adverse events. And they're not even using the FDA panel, the internal decision panel, I forgot the name of it, that would normally vote on whether to grant full approval. This is being rubber stamped. It's being just hogtied and dragged through this FDA approval process. It's clear that the FDA has been ordered by the Biden regime to conduct this, to approve it as quickly as possible. Why, you ask? Why? Well, here's my belief. I think the collapse of Afghanistan has put panic into the remaining shreds, shall we say, of the Biden regime. Biden's on his way out, and his handlers are panicked to try to salvage what they have left, because there's this threat, you see, this threat coming from the Maricopa County audit results, which are reportedly going to be released before the end of this calendar month. So let's say sometime in the next week or so. It's a rough estimate. It might shift. But when those results come out, according to some very good sources on this, it's going to show that there was massive coordinated ballot fraud at a level that vastly outweighs the number of ballots that Biden, you know, quote, won by in Arizona, which I think was only, what, 12 or 13,000 or 15,000, something in that range. So we're looking at problems with ballots that are more like six figures, like 100,000 plus ballots are going to have problems. And that's going to throw much of the country into quite an uproar, where a lot of people are going to realize that the election has been stolen. And that now this forensic audit in Maricopa County has proven that there are a lot of questionable things that happened in the election. And I'm not talking about the Mike Lindell P captures and all that stuff, because there was a poison pill inserted into that. I never really understood how the P caps could quite work. I'm not sure how you could decode all the internet protocols, but then again, that's somebody else's expertise. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about at the local level, people taking ballots and just running them multiple times through the machines. Because sadly, in our election system, we don't have serial numbers on ballots, which strikes me as totally crazy. I mean, we have serial numbers on dollar bills in order to stop counterfeit dollar bills, right? So why don't we have serial numbers, in other words, unique IDs on ballots, so that one ballot can only be run one time? We don't have that. So people who are paid off, who are corrupt criminals rigging elections, can just sit there at 4 a.m, which is what they did, just take a stack of ballots that are all filled out for Biden, and they can just run them through the machine 10 times, 20 times until they get the numbers they want. It doesn't even require, packet captures. It doesn't require hacking. It doesn't require China to be involved. It doesn't require anything. All it requires is people sitting there running ballots over and over again, and I believe that's what they did. In Fulton County, Georgia, and in Maricopa County, and in Nevada, and Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, Michigan. They probably even did it in Texas as well. They were trying to steal Texas. They probably did it everywhere. And, I mean, I think this is the way the Democrat Party runs elections, and they have for generations, frankly. A lot of this is going to come out. People are going to flip. I mean, they're going to freak out. And they're going to say, oh my God, our elections are not secure. Something has gone horribly wrong here. This is going to cause a lot of people who are now very unhappy with Biden, even on the left, people who voted for Biden, they're very unhappy. They're going to say, whoa, was our democracy stolen? It's going to raise a lot of questions. And I can see a scenario where there's a lot of public protests starting to rise up from this. So in order to stop those protests, the Biden regime needs an excuse to have nationwide draconian lockdowns, Australia style, right? They need lockdowns. They need to force people to stay home within a 5-mile radius, which is what Australia is doing. Australia has been turned into a giant, prison colony. It's unreal. But Biden needs some reason to force vaccines on people, to have vaccine passports and checkpoints, possibly on interstate highways. And so they needed the FDA to rush the approval so they could roll those other things out. Okay? And I think that's what this is all about. So in other words, I think there's a domino effect here. I think the disastrous failure in Afghanistan caused the Biden regime to completely panic. They know their days are numbered. They know that the truth is coming out about, 10,000 American contractors left behind, all the weapons systems handed over to Taliban, 200 American aircraft, military aircraft, 75,000 American military vehicles. I mean, they basically just built up one of the world's largest armies or militaries just like that overnight by handing over all this equipment to the Taliban. Night vision gear, comms gear, biometric scanning gear, all of it. It's incredible. 600,000 weapons. My goodness. All from a regime that wants to take away guns from the American people. But you want to give 600,000 guns to the Taliban? Really? It's unbelievable that this is going on. But they know their days are numbered in the regime because there's so much backlash now, even inside the military. The military has turned against Biden. I mean, most of the military was against him to begin with, but a lot more. Even the higher levels of the military, they realize we're done for if this guy remains in charge. He's going to destroy the United States of America. Have no military readiness. And as far as these woke generals, General Milley's like, oh, we got to be woke and we got to be, we got to be all transgender and woke. But what about the enemies of America? How about, why don't you pay attention to them? You nut job, Milley. So the Biden regime's freaking out. They're going to use FDA approval of the vaccine as a backdrop to then try to crack down on the nation. as the Maricopa County ballot results come out. They're going to do the same thing that Australia has done or Germany has done. They're going to say, well, yeah, we support your free speech, but you can't gather in public protest because you might spread the COVID. You might spread it, they'll say, and they'll have a little PCR test van right parked there, you know, handy, like, oh, we're going to run PCR tests on you, even though it's all totally fraudulent. Look, you're spreading it as we speak, and they're just churning out fake results from their PCR tests. That's what you're going to see, probably. So, oh, by the way, don't forget there was a major cyber penetration last week of the U.S. Department of Defense Cyber Command. This has been confirmed. The Cyber Command got hacked. I thought those were the actual white hat hackers. I thought those were the network security geniuses. They got hacked. Yeah, major penetration. The question I have is, were those white hats hacking the Pentagon, or was it enemies of America? I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was white hats hacking. There are still white hat elements, of course, inside military intelligence and even inside Cyber Command, and they would know their vulnerabilities better than anyone, wouldn't they? So, something else you may expect in all of this, I do have notes on today's talk, that's why I'm looking down here. I've got like one page of notes. An internet kill switch. If the Maricopa County results are bombshell, and if it starts to spread that, hey, the election was obviously rigged, and that Biden is not our legitimate president, and he's been a disaster anyway, look at the food prices. They're up 40%. You know, look at the gas prices, doubled. Look at, I mean, the nation is a mess now because of Biden. Didn't take long, did it? You know, be careful who you vote for, right? But I wouldn't put it past them to push the internet kill switch. That would take down most of the internet except for certain approved websites, you know, like Facebook and Twitter, right? But they would take down the rest of the internet to try to cut people off from communicating with each other about joining peaceful protests. Now, if people still manage to conduct peaceful protests, have no illusions, the FBI or the deep state, whoever, would probably run a bunch of false flag operations using those crowds as a backdrop. And, you know, they'll have crisis actors dressed up like MAGA supporters. They'll be wearing like Trump hats and U.S. flag patches or whatever, you know, or militia patches. And then they'll run a bunch of false flag attacks. They'll probably like throw firebombs at a bunch of nurses in a clinic or something. They'll probably do some crazy thing so they can say, look, the anti-vaxxers, they're the terrorists. Look at them. Look at what they did, even though it's their own people. It's their own actors, you know. CNN's cameras will be right there. Oh, look what, we just happened to be here. And then when the bombs flew, we just got it all on video. What an amazing coincidence. So watch out for that. Watch out for false flag attacks to try to flip the narrative here. Watch out for the internet kill switch, and then watch out for engineered food shortages. So part of the, this government is going to weaponize everything to try to crush dissent and to try to just have the final destruction of America. And so they're going to starve people to death. And there's already mass starvation being waged as a weapon. Well, I shouldn't say mass starvation, not yet, but I mean in France, they're locking people out of grocery stores, so it's the beginning stages of starving them out. They're locking people out of grocery stores if they're unvaccinated. What if Biden issues an order and says nationwide vaccine passports are now required for any indoor space? And the media will churn out some kind of, oh my God, it's the Omega variant. It's a new variant. It's been discovered, and it's the worst of all. And no one can be allowed to do anything anymore without a vaccine passport. So they'll block you out of grocery stores, which is designed to lead to people taking to the streets, really a mass uprising that people would say, well, my God, are you going to starve us to death? Really? Is that your plan? It's going to wake people up even on the left, and they're going to join this uprising. And that's what Biden needs then, to stage a false flag attack and then invoke the Insurrection Act against the protesters. And then the military can be deployed in the United States and they can have a medical military dictatorship, which is what the Biden regime wants. And under that dictatorship, they can cancel the 2022 elections. Okay? And they can turn every highway into a checkpoint. And more importantly, they can then arrest and round up the dissenters who are the unvaccinated, who tend to be conservatives, who who tend to be, you know, let's say Trump supporters, and many of them tend to own firearms as well. So they can run the highway checkpoints, and then they can take those people, arrest them, and put them in the so-called green zones, which are the CDC's COVID camps. And as you know from previous coverage, the COVID camps talk about how they're going to meet minimum humanitarian standards, and they're going to have certain prisoners designated as the enforcers against other prisoners. But there's no talk in those green zone documents about anybody ever leaving. There's no mechanism for how you leave, probably because they don't really have any plans for people to leave. Now, Biden is probably going to be removed. This will be done most likely through the 25th Amendment. Kamala Harris will write a letter, and she'll say that Biden's lost his mind. And we'll be like, no kidding, really? Just figured that out? And then she'll have eight cabinet members sign the letter, or all of them, and then Kamala will become acting president. But until she is sworn in, she is not technically the commander-in-chief. And during that period, the military technically does not have a commander-in-chief. So the military could, in that narrow window of opportunity, could act on its own, at least legally speaking. And there are questions of whether there are enough, you know, pro-America white hats inside the military to perhaps use that time to present evidence of election fraud and perhaps even call for the arrest of the traitors at the top of the Pentagon, and then call for new nationwide elections to be held using paper ballots run by the military. Now, I understand that's an outlier type of possibility, but it is a plausible scenario. I'm not saying, I don't have any intel that that's going to happen for sure. It almost sounds rather unlikely, but it is a possibility that we have to consider, because once Biden is removed and once the American people realize the election was stolen, there's a lot of things that could happen, a lot of scenarios, a massive protest, maybe chaos, maybe organized food shortages. And then the wild card is the establishment might want to throw in a currency failure on top of that just to really make the people suffer even more. In the suffering, there may be enough good people inside the military that they would act against the swamp. It's a possibility. I'm not convinced of it, but it's something to consider in terms of all the scenarios and where this goes. If that doesn't happen, if the swamp stays in charge here and continues to just bleed America financially, militarily, and so on, it's going to be bad. Things are going to get bad. America will not survive as we know it, that's for sure. But let's talk about the financial collapse that's being engineered for just a second here. One of the ways that the globalists could really cut off the American people when they're rising up in protests is not only the food shortages, but then to shut down the banking system through a forced bank holiday or some kind of a collapse of the banking system or collapse of the dollar itself, which can be engineered. In fact, it's only being propped up by massive money printing. And you now have the Democrats pushing for another $3.5 trillion in new stimulus bailout money on top of the $1.9 trillion that they already got. That's $5.4 trillion. Remember when I said we're going to start seeing about $1 trillion a week in money printing? We're almost there. I mean, it sounded crazy when I said it, but we're almost there. $1 trillion a week is we're going to hit that probably before the end of this year. The dollar is losing all value. You're going to lose 50%. Just this year alone, in terms of purchasing power of your dollar. In fact, it's already happened in many areas, fuel and lumber, housing supplies. It's almost happened in food and so on. But it's going to get worse. Instead of losing just 50% a year as they continue to print trillions a week, you're going to start losing 50% every quarter, and then 50% a month, and then 50% a week, and so on. This is the hyperinflation blowout. This can be weaponized by the system against the people to impoverish them so that nobody has any dollars remaining, or I should say purchasing power remaining, because the dollar has been completely looted. So this would be the last stage, endgame looting of the system by the establishment, weaponized to crush the masses so that they are homeless, they are impoverished, they have no food, no money, no communications because of the internet kill switch and so on. This is a total fascist crackdown and takedown of the United States of America. And it's well within their means to accomplish this. It could be accompanied by grid takedowns, power grid. So regionally, perhaps not everywhere, but in certain regions, they could take down the power grid. They could just deny people access to electricity and plunge that region into a third world status. This would very likely be done in red areas, rural areas, and red states in order to punish them and make sure that they can't have any kind of an uprising. So imagine all of this being coordinated, where they take down your internet access, they take down cell phone towers, they take down the power grid, take down food supply, and they take down parts of the money system, or at least the banking system. So they're taking away transactional capabilities. This is what I believe they're willing to do if they perceive the uprising as a real threat to their existence. I'm talking about the fascists, the Marxists, who rigged the election, who are the illegal occupiers of the White House, who are really an occupying enemy force that was not legitimately elected, but is being run by foreign entities to try to destroy America from within. And they may succeed. They may absolutely succeed. So you and I need to be ready in so many ways for this. We need to be ready in terms of preparedness, ready for all those outages that I just mentioned, and ready for a duration beyond just a few days or weeks. I think that this could last 6 months to a year, and that America would be thrust into just total chaos, perhaps a regional civil war, perhaps an invasion by UN troops running, you know, food, humanitarian missions, right? So anytime they want to enslave you, they'll say that they're running a humanitarian mission while they're invading your country and locking you away in a COVID death camp, right? So that's what we need to be on the lookout for here. Now, ultimately, let's see. Ultimately, I think they're going to cast a lot of blame on Biden. And if you believe that there's any effort by Trump to somehow be restored as president, which really seems like a very unlikely thing, but perhaps a Supreme Court decision, once the Supreme Court is back in office, you know, back working, which is a couple months away, by the way. I suppose it's technically possible, but very unlikely. Well, even if that were to happen, I don't think Trump would want to come back before the market crash happens, because they want to blame the market crash on Biden and the Democrats. So there's kind of a weird race taking place right now to see who can hold out the longest while the collapse takes place, so that whoever is holding the hot potato of being in the White House takes the blame. Now, you might even see Kamala Harris try to keep Biden in place until, let's say, a Wall Street collapse happens, so that then he can be removed and Kamala can say, look, it was Joe's fault. He was senile. That's why we removed him, you see. So there are a lot of players here. You know, Kamala is in play. Trump is in play. Biden is no longer in play. But the military is also in play. And a lot of, you know, of course, the puppet masters controlling all of this, they're still pulling the strings and trying to get what they want, which is, of course, mass death of the American people via vaccines, total economic collapse, and a complete dismantling of the military to make America collapse as a sovereign nation so they can occupy it and overthrow it, you know, with the communist Chinese. Essentially, that's their goal. So America is in a very dire situation. These are, you know, red alert times, but we've got to be very cautious how we strategize. Prepping is good, but do not, under any circumstances, join any kind of armed protest, because they're setting you up. They're setting a trap for you. They want armed protesters so they can then declare the Insurrection Act and run false flag operations and arrest protesters as terrorists. So if you do protest, make sure you keep it peaceful. Leave your weapons at home. Don't trespass onto private property. Don't get talked into doing anything crazy like what happened to some people on January 6th. Keep your wits about you and get fully prepared at home for the outages that are coming. Because if you've got food and electricity and backup supplies, then you can make it through this, and then you can join the rebuilding of America that I believe is coming. I don't think the globalists win this. I think they kill a lot of people. I think they destroy a lot of America. But in the end, I think that the American people, the American spirit, rises up and restores this republic. But it's going to be a very different world when that happens. And it may not even be the same 50 states. So that's my take on things. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.tv and Brighteon.com. Be ready. Thank you for your prayers. God bless. Be safe. It's all coming. Until tomorrow, I'll say take care.